Golden Valley Electric Association has agreed to stricter pollution controls for the Healy Clean Coal Plant under an agreement with the Environmental Protection Agency. The utility has battled with environmental groups over proposed restart of the long-idled $300 million plant. As KUAC's Dan Bross reports, the agreement is the result of direct negotiation with the federal government.
A consent decree between Golden Valley Electric Association and the Environmental Protection Agency gives GVEA an air quality permit for the Healy Clean Coal Plant. In exchange, Golden Valley has agreed to install updated emissions controls and similar technology on a second utility coal plant at Healy earlier than previously scheduled. Joan Frankovich is a program manager with the Alaska Office of the National Parks Conservation Association, one of four groups who fought for stricter pollution controls. Frankovich says the groups have not been involved in negotiations since Golden Valley began working directly with the EPA earlier this year. But she says provisions of the consent decree address the key issues.
This is the same standard that is expected of any startup coal-fired power plant in the United States today. So this agreement looks good. We are pleased that of the pollution controls that they are putting on both Healy Unit 1 and Unit 2, it has been something we have been asking for years.
Frankovich says the agreement, which also includes $250,000 for wood stove changeouts in the Fairbanks and Healy areas, succeeds in protecting air quality, especially in and around Denali National Park. The Healy Clean Coal Plant was built with state and federal support in the 1990s, but Golden Valley Electric was disappointed in its performance, and years of litigation followed. GVEA and the state struck a deal for the utility to take ownership following a spike in oil prices that made coal a more appealing fuel. Permit issues have since delayed startup. Nancy Bale with the Denali Citizens Council also supports the agreement, adding the local organization never opposed the plant's restart.
But we also knew that it was closed for 10 years, and any reopening should conduct a new source review and find the best available control technology and install it. And both GVEA and the state of Alaska were willing to accept less and not conduct this new source review. Now, with the EPA involvement, which we encouraged, the utility is planning on installing the best available control technology.
Bale says it's important to remember HCCP is an existing facility right next to the Yucabeli coal mine. But Northern Alaska Environmental Center Director Dave Arnold still has concerns about another coal plant coming online.
We're disappointed with the outcome because we feel the long-term negative consequences of coal as an energy resource outweigh any short-term economic benefits. And we're a little disappointed to see that pollution controls will not be required for the first 18 months of operation, because that's when the greatest concentration of pollutants are emitted from either new or restarted coal plants. But we are pleased that there's a requirement for pollution controls that would have not been in place had we not brought this to the public's attention.
The EPA will hold a 30-day public comment period on the agreement. A judge will then consider its approval. The Regulatory Commission of Alaska also has to okay it. GVEA spokeswoman Diane Porter says the utility opted for the binding consent decree process with the EPA to avoid costly litigation with environmental groups, but the agreement still leaves financial hurdles.
The total cost is going to be about $110 million, and breaking that down, there was a sale price agreed upon of $50 million for the plant. It will take approximately $20 million to get it ready for startup. The additional controls on HCCP that we agreed to in the consent decree will come in at around $40 million, and the additional nitrous oxide controls to Healy 1 will be probably less than $5 million.
The price will add to Golden Valley's existing $381 million in debt, but Porter says money saved by swapping oil-fired power for cheaper coal-generated electricity pencils out. There's no precise estimate on how much HCCP will lower power rates. Porter says low-cost financing, including a $45 million line of credit with the Alaska Industrial Development and Export Authority, will be tapped to cover startup costs. The plan is expected to come online in 18 to 24 months. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.